Well, I'm talking to trainer Alec Harper about the win of Tough Future, and what a terrific win it was by this mare of yours.
Yes, we're quite pleased, Peter. It's been quite a long time coming because we've had a few small issues with her, particularly with the barriers. She won a barrier trial back in February, and it's taken sort of this long to get to the winner's circle.
Well, you know, we looked at when Tough Customer had her first run, when she ran second, and she ran second to Unoaked, and that one since went on and won a race. It really showed the form to be reasonably good. But going into the race, you weren't super confident because she's got a few little idiosyncrasies, this filly.
Yes, look, she goes into the barriers okay, but in there she can get a little bit unsettled, and so, you know, you sometimes fear the worst is going to happen, but look, I must make mention of Royston Carr's been particularly helpful with me sort of ironing out this quirky little behavioural problem that she's got, and he's done a mighty job, and anyway, I think if she can get a couple of sort of trouble-free starts under a belt, she'll get used to it, and away we'll go, I hope.
All right. Well, you bred this this filly?
Yes, I did. I bought her mother at the sales in Melbourne in foal to a horse called King Charlemagne, and that subsequent offspring, I raced her, and she won a race, but then went amiss, and this is the next one that's come along. I've still got the mare, and she's getting a bit old now, and proving hard to get in foal. So, but I'll be sending her to Tough Speed again this year. Well, I did last year, but she didn't conceive, and we'll have another go this year.
All right. What's the plans for the immediate future for Tough Customer?
Look, nothing spectacular. There's a class one 1100 metres in a fortnight down here. Same, so we'll aim for that. I don't particularly want to go up. Don't particularly want to travel up north if I can get away with it. We did go up there once, and we got withdrawn at the barrier. That was at a night meeting, so it's a pretty empty feeling. We'll stick there. That's the immediate plan. Peter?
Are you hopeful that she'll mature and with age and sort of overcome those, you know, being flighty on race days and travelling problems?
Definitely. Look, I don't want to make too much of it. She's not too bad. She's quite a well-behaved horse. She's just a little bit claustrophobic when she gets in the stall. She doesn't like it confined. And the odd thing is that she travels really well in my truck to the races. I can take her anywhere, and she doesn't do anything. But in the stalls, she's just had a bad experience. And like as we know, horses, they don't forget. And it's just taken a little bit to overcome it, that's all.
All right. Well, you train out of Cambridge, but you do a bit of your work down at Seven Mile Beach, is that right?
Yes, I do. Look, I'm only a hobby trainer, Peter. I hack them around the paddocks here, and I take them for a bit of a spin down to Seven Mile Beach and occasionally up to Brighton, mix it around a little bit. I ride sort of 99% of my own work. I'm only weigh 59 kilograms, so I'm not too much of a burden for them.
Well, you should consider jumping into an apprenticeship, Alec.
I'm just about the oldest track work rider here, so it'd be pretty old for an apprentice.
Yeah, funny way. All right, well, look, well done with Tough Customer, and you know, she does show a lot of potential, so let's hope that she does go on and win some more races for you, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Yeah, look, thanks very much for that, Peter.